Bruce from Printavo, Simple Shop Management Software. One thing I was talking about on Instagram recently is work-life balance. I've been talking to a lot of different shop owners and just collecting some interviews around this. You know, as a fellow business owner too, this is hard, right? This is hard to split off time between your professional work and your personal life. And a lot of times these are actually molded together. I mean, a lot of shops are ran by husband, wife, partner, couples. So this has become difficult to separate that. And as I feel like competition has increased and barriers to entry are lower, your work has definitely dragged into personal life, and that can be making it hard to sometimes run your business for the long haul. One thing that I've been reading a lot about is the idea of just truly being present and in the moment when work is done for the day. So on top of what I talked about in a previous video of giving yourself a kind of time-boxed amount of time to be able to complete tasks. For example, you know, if you normally go in at 7 a.m. and you normally leave at 7 p.m., try to leave at 6 p.m. and then just see what happens. Usually what we talked about is that you can actually get all that work done in that shorter amount of time, and you force yourself to be able to kick off the things that aren't as important. Now, with that said, the being present aspect actually goes into the fact of really focusing and being there in the moment. I think we all have this when you're at home, you're thinking about helping a team member, a new hire, training, new sales, a problem with operations, issues with the building, paying payroll or rent or lease or mortgage or anything like that, or growth or how your few-year plan, all this stuff at once, right? And you're constantly thinking about all this. And being at home, one thing that I've been working on too is being just more present in the moment. These are three tips that I've been thinking about very actively that I think that you guys can also test as well. And the first is communication and truly thinking about, okay, when I'm here, I'm, you know, with my partner and our family, and just saying, listening very closely. So being able to communicate well, ask questions, talking, share stories, express how you're feeling. One thing I even do is my to-do list that I write down every day, I'll bring those things up. I tend to forget about everything that happened just because there are maybe 15 different things that happened that day. But bringing that list up and kind of talking about the things and some of the things that I'm excited about or a little nervous about, and communicating, getting their idea, their opinions has been pretty helpful. The other one is a small one, but it's just making really good eye contact. So, you know, just really looking at them, making sure that you're listening to their story, asking about how their day went, asking really good questions from there, and just keep talking about it very much so as if you're having a conversation with an employee, right? You know, you're not going to be looking around or watching TV or something like that with an employee. So at home, just doing the same thing and being very attentive. And then the last thing is off the communication is just truly stopping and listening. And whether that could be, again, writing things down like you do at work, just listening to their gestures, body language, but also what they're saying too has been helpful. So those are three different tips that I feel like help progress the personal life while also be able to push and focus on the daily life, because, you know, if those are both going very well, you're in an amazing, amazing spot. If you guys have any tips about this too, I'd be really interested. I think there's some interesting psychology around it too, and just some true applicable things that other people have done. Ryan, moreover, Ryan was mentioning treating your family as if it was your business, right? We'll have to do a full interview on this, but essentially, you are in a meeting at work, you're present, you're writing notes, you're creating next steps, the same thing at home. You know, you're always thinking about how to make sure that your team's happy, same thing at home. You know, you're setting up progress and tasks and next steps and to-dos and fun activities on a monthly basis or so on, same thing at home. So we'll release that pretty soon here too, but that's another thought. Again, if you guys have any suggestions too, that would be incredible to hear. Leave them in the comments.